From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Chris Tai. Here are some of the stories making headlines this Friday. Former President Donald Trump indicted by a Manhattan grand jury Thursday. This surrounds a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels back in 2016. CNN reporting Thursday night that Mr. Trump is facing more than 30 counts related to business fraud. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it has contacted Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender, and the process is already in motion. That surrender for a mugshot and fingerprinting likely to occur in New York Tuesday. In a statement, Mr. Trump framed this as politically motivated and a witch hunt. With less than a week to go until Chicago voters pick a new mayor, money is on the minds of both candidates. One accused of owing thousands to the city in unpaid water bills, the other facing questions about a donation to his campaign. The news site Capital Facts reporting Brandon Johnson owes more than $3,000 for unpaid water and sewage charges. Meantime, at a rally with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Johnson accused Vallis of accepting campaign contributions from Betsy DeVos. She's the former Secretary of Education under President Trump and supports privatizing public schools. It was a tense and historic day at Chicago City Council. A lot of drama unfolding Thursday over the creation of 9 new committees for the upcoming term and voting to name the chairs of those committees before a new mayor is set. Ninth Ward Alderman Anthony Beal and other aldermen angry about the fact that this is the first time in Chicago political history where a vote was taken to revise the rules of the council and to appoint committee chairs at the end of a mayor's term. And on the first day of baseball, it was a win for both Chicago teams. The Cubs winning their home opener yesterday 4-0 against the Brewers. The Sox opened their season in Houston, beating the world champions 3-2. The Southsiders have their home opener Monday. Your forecast, an active weather day, lightning this morning, heavy winds that could be severe later today. Snow possible tomorrow, but things warm up nicely. A high Sunday of 57. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Chris Tai.